This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain is set for a new chapter Friday after securing a hard-fought post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union. The country will now not tumble off a trade, quote, cliff edge come January 1st, avoiding a mountain of tariffs and quotas. Major changes are inevitable as Britain definitively quits the EU's single market and free movement with the bloc comes to an end after nearly half a century of integration. French fishing officials welcomed a post-Brexit trade accord Friday that will allow them to continue plying British waters off January 1st, avoiding a no-deal that could have threatened the livelihoods of thousands. Hundreds of lorries arrived at the French port of Calais Friday as authorities scrambled to ease a bottleneck in Britain, where thousands of drivers have been stuck for days after France imposed tougher coronavirus rules. The port remained open despite the Christmas holiday, so ferries, as well as the trains bringing trucks through the tunnel, could operate. The CDC says all passengers coming from Britain to the U.S. must get a negative COVID-19 test before their flight. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
The United States is the latest country to announce travel restrictions because of the new variants of the coronavirus that's spreading in Britain. Dr. Lee Harrison, who's an infectious disease specialist at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, says testing passengers is a good idea, but
given all the travel between the UK and the US, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it were already here. It hasn't been detected yet that I'm aware of.
And he adds there's no reason right now to be concerned about the new strains.
It doesn't really change what we do, and it doesn't really change the effectiveness of the public health measures that everybody recommends.
The CDC's testing order goes into effect on Monday. I'm Shelley Adler.